Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. What's happening, friends? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Over on the phone lines, let's see who we have. Marsha in Indiana is up first. Hi, Marsha. Welcome to the show.
So, a few weeks ago, I got a new car. My husband took my old car. He had an old truck he wanted to get rid of, but he didn't really want to sell it. He wanted to donate it to somebody that could really use it. So, we debated about what to do. A couple days later, I hear a Tell Me Something Good about Cars for Heroes. And my husband called him. A week later, they picked up his truck. So now it's going to a vet who can really use it.
Wow. So, and was that Eddie's Tell Me Something
Yeah,
Good?
It was, yeah.
And so you heard that on the air. And then what did you do? Did you call your husband? Did you go, hey, here's something we can do?
Well, that night when I got home, I said, hey, I was listening to Bobby Bones. And there was a Tell Me Something Good about Cars for Heroes. They take cars, they fix them up, they donate them to veterans who are down on their luck and need a vehicle. And so that next day he called them. About a week later, they came and picked up his truck.
Come on.
Wow, that's so cool.
Hey, good for you, Marsha. Like that, we applaud you mostly. And also, nice job, Eddie.
Yeah, hey, sometimes we just read those good news stories and they're like, hey, whatever. Maybe people listen, maybe they're not. It turns out they are.
I feel that way about the whole show. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe people listening, maybe they're not.
That's so cool.
Hey, Marsha, appreciate that. Hope you have a great morning. Tell your husband we say hello, too.
I will. Thank you.
All
you
right.
Have a good day, too.
That is inspiring to us to know that there are things that we can talk about that actually affect life outside of this room that we all sit in, you know? Here is Cody in New Mexico. Cody, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I had a question. So Ray was talking about his bet for Trump. Did he ever get that money or no?
I've almost tired of even talking about this, but I'm glad you asked, Cody. Let me do the 15-second recap. When there were like four people left in the Republican side of the election almost 5 years ago, Ray bet pretty much his entire savings account, $1,000, on Donald Trump to win. He won at 50-1 odds. He says he's owed $50,000 by this betting site. He didn't get the money after he won. Then he said he has to complete his term. He didn't get his money after he completed his term. Ray, we're 6-7 months later. What's the deal?
Yeah, I still haven't got the money. That's the update. I mean, I wish it was more positive. That's it. I haven't been given the check yet. They will cut it, though, very soon is what they've told me.
Who is they? And I thought you had an attorney.
Well, no, I have an attorney. I definitely do. They wanted to take out the taxes, and I said, please take out the taxes. So that's the process we're in right now. I don't want to get $50,000. I want to get $30,000 with the taxes already taken out, which is what's going to happen.
I would rather have $50,000 and then pay the $20,000 right then, so at least I got my $30,000. Then do what's happening here. I don't think you're getting the money. I think you've been pulling one over on us, and you have created a five-year segment that where you can continuously get called back in and go, hey, Ray, what's happening? You're like, I don't know. You get more airtime. Is that true?
I wish I could say I was that smart that I created a segment that would go along 5 years. Even if I left the show, the segment would still continue, but I didn't do that.
Promise on our relationship that you are owed?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
His eyes got serious right there.
The euro owed $50,000 by this. I can't even say it. You owed $50,000 by this website. Go ahead.
Yes.
You do.
Yeah. And we had the betting ticket and everything like that. So
you're telling me when you're not lying here, this is not a bit. You owed $50,000.
Well, when it happened, I said, I'm putting this $1,000 on it. I don't get why I would have made that up. I had no idea he was going to win the presidency. Who would have thought that in a million years?
But you could have said that, and it's a funny bit.
No, it's a funny bit because I would have looked like an idiot. I never in my wildest dreams thought he was going to actually win.
Mm. Amy, what do you think?
I mean, I am hopeful that somehow, Ray's going to get this money. But, I mean, I feel like maybe the money's gone. I do think he really paid it.
You do think he actually made the bet. I'm now starting to think... He didn't make the bet.
Oh, yeah, no. I think he made it.
No, no chance. I don't think he made the bet.
I don't either. Cody, what do you think, buddy?
Dude, I don't think he made the bet at all. It's been 5 years. There's no way. He should have got the money by now. There's no way.
Cody, appreciate that, bud. He does not have the money, though. You guys. All right. It's time to go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
I didn't feel comfortable reading this one, so Amy will be reading.
I barely feel comfortable reading it, to clarify, but I'll read it.
All right, Amy is now reading this email.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bobby Bones. My 12-year-old daughter came to me a few weeks ago and told me that she wants a thong. She said she wants to wear them instead of cotton underwear because she says all the girls in school wear them. I am horrified at the thought. When I was her age, my mom would have said no, and that would have been end of discussion. She's brought it up again and again, and I haven't given her a definite answer. I don't want to seem like I'm being a lame parent, but I also just don't feel totally comfortable with the idea. What age do you think is appropriate, Catherine?
Well, I'm going to check out of this one.
No, she's asking you, hey,
Bobby
Bones.
Amy and Morgan answer this one. What?
Okay. She said, hey, Bobby
Bones.
What
do I think is appropriate? 25, okay?
Good answer.
Yeah. Amy, you go first. What would you say to her?
Yeah, no. A 12-year-old doesn't need a thong. So, and I don't think you need to give a hard no, like you're saying your mom would have an end of discussion. I think you can have a thoughtful discussion with her about it if she wants to ask questions. I don't think girls that age are, like, we see thongs as maybe being a little bit sexier. I don't think a 12-year-old is associating with that. Like, if you're the one that puts that in her head, fine. Which I guess of other girls, I think that they may be more popular because leggings are really in for girls right now, too, and maybe they don't want the underwear line. So I guess I can kind of see that, but... I would just talk with her about it and just say, hey, maybe when you're a little bit older, we can go shop for some thongs together. And they don't have to, they could be cotton thong. They don't have to be, you know, lacy.
The word thong has been used way too much so far for my life. We're talking
me too. But I would just say.
This is something that really happens with parents and kids.
Oh, I think it's a thing for sure. Luckily, my daughter is 14 and she thinks thongs are disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes.
Morgan, what do you think about this?
I mean, I think I was wearing one started in like middle school. I had three older sisters. So everything they did, I wanted to do. And my mom was like, I don't care. Do whatever you want. I already know what's going to happen. So,
did it warp you in any way? Are you a worse person because of it?
No, I mean, like, I just looked until I got older, at least until I was in high school and started really even understanding what all that meant. It was more about comfortability for me and like what I was wearing. I was cheering and I was wearing outfits that like it was more comfortable for me to wear that type of underwear. So I would just let her try it and she might figure out that she doesn't like how comfortable it feels or whatever. And then she can wear something different. I think if the mom makes it a big deal, it'll become a bigger deal than it is. Like, if she just gets it and that's what she wants to wear, we don't talk about why that's a different kind of underwear. I don't feel like the mom will end up making this a big deal for the daughter, and she'll wear a thong her whole life and it'll be It'll just be underwear.
So you're okay with it?
Yeah. I don't. As long as that daughter is okay with it and they go and pick it out and she's like, oh, this is comfortable. I want to wear it. She wears it. I have a feeling she'll wear it and be like, I don't want to wear this yet. But if she does, I don't see any problem with it. I never thought anything of it until maybe I was in high school and I started thinking about it.
All right, a final opinion, Eddie.
The whole time I'm thinking, like, thank goodness I have four boys. I don't have to deal with this.
Well, I don't know that we helped this mom out.
But she heard two opinions, right? Okay. It's always better to hear, you know, people's perspective. And you're a little older than Morgan.
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that it, whatever you do decide, having an open conversation and not just giving answers end of discussion is ever, I get that maybe if our parents handled stuff that way, it's better to have conversations around why you're saying yes or why you're saying no.
And, you know, I read a story about people born when we were born. From 1980 to 1985, they're calling geriatric millennials.
Is that us?
That would be us.
Oh, yeah, because 81, shout out.
80 to 85 are geri. So we have a different perspective than Morgan, who is like a true millennial.
Mm-hmm. I'm a geriatric
New term alert. If you're born between 1980 and 1985, you are a geriatric millennial, meaning older millennials who are good with computers, but also remember what it was like before everyone was glued to their phone. Scuba yeah. Steve is laughing. Like, so what?
I like the term geriatric. It's a nice way to say old. We're old millennials.
We are. Yeah, we're the like, old. I mean, I was born in 1980. I'm the oldest millennial.
Yeah.
If a woman gets pregnant after the age of 35, I think it's considered a geriatric pregnancy.
My only point was you're a geriatric millennial and you're saying no thongs.
And Morgan, I'm saying no thongs at 12. And yeah. I'm also a mom. And I also have, like, there's dads involved too. And I doubt dads are going to want their little 12-year-olds in a thong. But I mean, sometimes there's dads involved.
Right, that's my point. You guys are just different generations. Mm-hmm. No need to get, hey, geriatric millennial. There's no need to get upset about
it. I'm not upset. I respect Morgan's opinion, especially too. She had older sisters, so I can see where that, you know, opens things up. But also, this woman says her daughter wants to do it because everyone else at school is doing it.
And isn't that the best reason to do anything?
This is where a geriatric millennial would say, so if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it?
Oh, boy. And probably they would. Okay, Morgan, if they want to email us at the mailbag, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, thank you, guys. Close it up, Ray.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, it's time to play the Bobby Feud. It's basically the Family Feud, the game show, except I'm hosting it and picking the categories. Here we go. Eddie, you won last round.
All right, cool.
Then you'll also start. They asked 2,000 Americans, who is the most famous Mike or Michael in the world? 2,000 Americans, the most famous Mike or Michael. And if you get the number one answer, that's worth 1 point. If you get the number 10 answer, it's worth 10 points. All the way down. Person with the most points wins. Eddie.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous Mike or Michael in the world?
I'm going to go with the most famous Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Show me Michael Jackson. Number one answer.
I'm going to go with someone that just popped out recently, did commercials for Mike's Hard Lemonade. Give me Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. All right, here you go. Number three.
Okay, let's go. Now I'm going to go with a fictional Michael. A little older. He had a lot of kids, him and his wife. Give me Mike Brady.
Mike Brady. Show me Mike Brady. Out of 10, that's where you...
That's where my old mind went.
Mike Brady? Okay, well, Eddie got 4 points total. Amy, you're up.
Oh, okay. Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I mean...
Show me Michael Jordan.
Forgot about him.
Yeah. Number two answer.
Wow. I mean, I'm like, Eddie, what are you doing?
Huh, okay. Most famous Mike or Michael in the world. We have Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, and Mike Tyson off the board. Amy?
It gets hard. It's like, who do you choose? How many seconds do I have?
Enough.
Mike Jones?
What?
Houston rapper Mike Jones.
Hey, I like it, Mike Jones.
Show me Mike Jones. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
That's a good one, Amy. That's
See, Mike Brady.
Eddie?
See, it's hard.
I take back insulting you.
Thank you.
What?
She said Mike Jones.
Mike Jones is better than Michael Brady.
No, Mike Brady is better than Mike Jones.
Oh,
yeah, Lunchbox, right. Go ahead.
Man, I don't have a single one.
Exactly.
The only one I have And I don't know if he's famous, but he has computers. Michael Dell.
Ooh, good
that's
one.
That's real good.
Michael Dell. Show me Michael Dell.
I mean, that's the only mic I got.
There are still seven answers on the board here.
Are you sure? There are seven.
Who's the most famous Mike or Michael in the world?
Oh, my goodness.
If we go all around this round and nobody gets it, we're at speed round.
This is a stretch, Bones, but I'm going to go with Michael Bloomberg. Is he a real guy?
Is right? he a real
oh,
guy?
I don't know who that guy is.
Is he a guy?
Show me. Head. Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, boy.
He is a real guy, but okay. Did not make the list. Amy?
Michael Bublé.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Show me Michael Bublé.
That's good.
Good job, Amy.
Number eight.
Would have never got that.
Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Amy, a Mike or a Michael? Go ahead.
A Mike or a Michael? Mikey. Mikey? Does Mikey count? Do we? Does Mikey count? Because there's that Life cereal kid, Mikey. Mikey.
Is that your answer?
Mikey, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? Already?
Mikey likes it. Sorry, I did not make it. Lunchbox.
Okay.
Man, guys, Michael. It's Michael. Tough. Michael. I mean, geez, this is tough. Michael Cera. He's an actor.
Show me Michael Cera. Eddie, if you miss this, we go speed round.
No. I think I got it. Go Another ahead. Fictional character, oh, Bones. God. Give me Michael Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Or from The Office.
Yes.
Show me Michael Scott.
Oh, boo.
Right, well, then I'm done.
Okay.
I got nothing.
I have one.
All right, you guys have 5 seconds each. Regardless, it ends on this round.
Okay.
Amy.
Michael W. Smith.
Show Ooh. Me Christian singer Michael W. Smith.
Okay.
Lunchbox speed round?
Yeah, that's easy. Micah Angelo.
Oh, Michael Angelo.
Yeah, Michael Angelo. That's his name, isn't
it's
it?
It's not bad.
Michael Angelo. Show me Michael
oh.
I mean, I don't
Angelo.
I don't know another Mike, dude.
Eddie.
Bones, I'm going to go with John Michael Montgomery. I got nothing else.
Show me John Michael Montgomery. No, well.
Okay, wait.
No, it's over. Game's over. Amy, you won.
I did?
Amy with 10 points. Eddie with 4.
I didn't get a single
Lunchbox
one.
With 0. Here they are. Let's count them down. Michael Jackson at 1. Michael Jordan at 2. Mike Tyson at 3. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
The actor at 4. Oh. At number 5, the most decorated Olympian of all time.
Michael Phelps.
Oh, I didn't even think of him.
That's tough.
Obviously.
I just read about him.
At number 6, actor on Family Ties.
Michael Keaton.
No, Michael J. Fox.
So off on that
Michael
one.
J. Fox. Dang. At number 7, Wayne Garth.
Mike Myers.
Austin Powers. Yeah. Mike Myers. At Forgot number 8, him. Michael Bublé. At number 9, he hosts Good Morning America and was also played for the Giants.
Oh,
Michael Strahan.
Oh.
And at number 10, he was just vice president.
Mike Pence.
God. I'm surprised you guys struggled on that one.
Yeah,
I thought that would be easy.
I don't think we ever really quite got on.
You didn't get in the groove?
Nah.
The
Mike
get in the groove?
Nah. Yeah.
Something was
Amy
off.
Is our winner. Nice job, Amy. You win the Bobby Few. There she is.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Robert Turner lives in Canton, Ohio, and he's on a fixed income. Doesn't have a lot of spare money, but he takes care of his car because he knows he has to make it to the doctor. He has to make it to the grocery store. So when he comes out and his 1997 Saturn is stolen, he's devastated. The news comes out, does a story. Well, Doug, who had an old car, was about to donate it to charity, saw old Robert on the news and said, you know what, instead of giving it to charity, I'm going to donate it to Robert. So he called the news and said, hey, I'd like to get in touch with him and give him my car. And that's what he did.
It's awesome. To give somebody a car is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on your bike to work now. You looking for a little...
Well, no, because I still got to get other places. Like, every once in a while, I'm going to need that car. And so I can't give my car away. Mm. You know what I mean? And I don't know if anybody would want it.
But it would be nice.
It'd be nice, yeah. Or would you like a free car since you're riding your bike?
I would like a free car. If anybody would like to donate a car to me, that would be awesome.
An electric car, so you have to buy gas.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. Which anybody has an electric vehicle out there, maybe a Tesla.
Go for it. Attaboy.
I mean, go big. Send it my way.
Okay, thank you, Lunchbox. It's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The 82-game
preseason. I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Sleep next level with a Sleep Number smart bed. It's the only bed that lets you adjust each side to your ideal firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
If you buy stuff off the internet, not from a big retailer, there's always a risk. There's a woman who scammed a bunch of people into buying a PS5, but instead gave the customers two bottles of water instead.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that the weight equivalent?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know if she was that clever and weighed it out, but.
The 41-year-old pulled off this scam and has been arrested for fraud. But it's just, if you're buying stuff from folks, there's always that risk. I got on, and I've mentioned this on the show, but I got on to my banking account, and it had all these points, right? When you swipe your check, credit card, you get points. And like, you can cash in your points. And I cashed them in for some Amazon gift cards. And all the cards came in the mail. And it was a good amount. It was like $600 in Amazon gift cards. And I went to do it, and they were like, code's already been used.
Oh.
Somebody got the codes in the mail, took all the money off of them, put them back in.
How did they do that?
I don't know if I knew.
Somebody tell us how they did that.
I don't know, but all the cards came completely used.
Wow. Oh, so did you contact your bank?
They were like, that's not true. So somewhere in the middle, there's been some sort of somebody got it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just SOL.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Are you ready to find out who on this show used to scam people?
I am.
Yes.
You all guess Lunchbox first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, it's not you, right?
No, I'm not a scam artist.
Then you guessed Ray.
For sure.
Course.
And Ray, it is not you.
It is not me.
Any other guesses?
Scuba Steve.
Why would you think Scuba Steve?
Because he has this whole life that we don't really know about, and he always brings us something shocking.
Scuba Steve, is it you who used to scam people?
It is I, the scammer.
What did you do?
Well, it started off innocent. So as a kid, there was this really popular kid in school named Jeremy, and I was trying to win over his love, and if I got in with him, then I'm in with the cool kids. So I knew he was a huge fan of Shaquille O'Neal, because that's who was big in our area, Orlando, Florida, growing up. So I had a Shaq card, and I had been practicing his signature like for like days and just kind of like laying it out. And then finally, I thought I had a really good one. So I signed it, and I gave it to Jeremy. I said, hey, man, I want you to have this. I saw that he fell for it, and he believed that it was real. I was like, okay, there's a money-making opportunity here. Let me sign some more Shaquille O'Neal cards and see if I can sell them. So I was signing Shaq cards every night, selling them for $5 at school until I got caught.
Oh.
So how much money do you think you made from fake Shaqs?
Probably close to $100, which is a lot of money in the early 90s for a kid.
And how did you get caught?
I got caught because one of the kids' dads saw the card and was like, this is not real. He came to school, told the principal that I'm selling counterfeit Shaq autograph cards.
Yeah. The dad's like, I have a ball signed by Shaquille O'Neal. It looks nothing like this.
The dad was Shaq. That's the ultimate twist. What happens to you at school?
I got in a lot of trouble. I got ISS, which is in-school suspension. My family and I, we had to go run from the law and move to different schools.
You did?
That's no, I'm just not kidding. True. No, I'm just kidding. Oh,
okay. Amy fell for it.
I just got in a lot of trouble, and I had to pay the punishment.
Did you have to pay all your money back to the kids?
No, I did not, because I couldn't give them the money. It was long gone, so they let me go on that part.
Yeah, I mean, it was $5, which is a lot if you're a kid, but the kids spent it.
Like, what do you think you bought with that money?
Probably more cards.
Oh, you invested back in the business. Smart. I can respect that. On the phone is John in Tennessee.
I need some world-class advice.
It's Bobby Bones, world-class advice giver.
Recently went home. We live out of state right now due to a job. My wife, we was talking about moving back home. She said, if you can do it, find a job back home and have us settled, I'm all for it. I reach out, get my name out there, get a job offer. Now she does not want to move. Is there any kind of compromise?
Why does she say one thing and then change her mind? Why did she do that?
She won't give me a reason. She says she don't want to uproot the kids from what they've known.
I mean, that's a fair reason. I wish she would have led with that, though.
Mm-hmm. Before you did all the legwork.
Right. Okay, I do think that's a fair reason, and maybe she has reconsidered what she said initially. I mean, not cool that she's like, go find a job and then we'll move and then you're ready to go and she's not. But do you believe her when she says it's about the kids?
Partly. We have, where we live at now, we have no family. It's just us two and our two kids. And then back home would be aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins. Everything would be back to normal. Kids are 6 and 9.
I agree with you on that. And I moved around a lot as a kid. The moves early, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, those were pretty easy. It's the 12, 13, 14 year ages that hurt because you're really figuring out who you are. And let me ask you guys, Amy, because you moved with your husband across the country.
Yeah, as an adult.
Okay.
I was in the same house my whole childhood. I know that, and my, you know, my husband grew up in, his dad was in the Air Force. He moved all the time. And I know that that contributed to a lot of some issues he has to work through as an adult, and he didn't even realize it. The moves impacted him in a interesting way. So it is something to consider, but I do think they are young enough to where they'll be able to bounce back. They're resilient. And I think family is just such a cool blessing. If you can go be somewhere where you're with family and they can have cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents, that's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's bigger than having to worry about the kids and their friends now.
Yeah, friends change and they'll get through it.
Eddie, you moved with kids?
Yeah, at that time I only had, my son was, I think he was 5 or something going to kindergarten. So it wasn't that big of a move for him. We moved because of work. You know, as my wife and I talked about it, we were like, this is a good opportunity for us. We should try it. We have all our families are in Texas. So it was a big move. And I do miss my family still to this day. Like, we have no family living here in Tennessee. But we made that move. I just wonder, in his scenario, like, whose idea was it? Was it her idea to move, or was it his idea? And then now she's backing off.
What do you think about that, John? It was probably your idea, huh?
I brought it up because I grew up in a large family. She grew up as the only child, and just her mom and dad and grandparents, really. And they all passed away at a young age, so she was just them three growing up. And then I brought it up, and she said, yeah, if you can do it, I'm all for it. 2 days later, I come to her and said, hey, I've got 3 offers on the table. Are you ready? No, I'm not going.
Oh, man.
Well, first of all, John, you were quite the hot commodity. Two days, got 3 quick. Offers?
I don't think she thought you'd get the offers
like, that watch
quick.
Me.
Maybe that's what it was. She's like, good luck getting a job.
Here's what I say. And I would relate her to me a little bit, too, where I didn't have a lot of families. I could move everywhere and it didn't matter. I wasn't close. Caitlin has so much family, and it's so important to her, where I finally see that now, how important that is to somebody else. Because unless you can learn it or experience it, you don't know it. And I didn't know it. I think your wife has trouble seeing your perspective on this. What I would do if I were you, because you have to do the convincing, because if it's a tie, you're staying where you are, because the kids are already there. If it's a tie and you both just have a disagreement, you're staying where you are.
I agree.
But I think it's explaining to her why it's important to you. I think it's, if she doesn't want to move now, hey, can we go, you know, in 6 months? I know you don't want to move right now. And then explain to her, too, like, it's a good time for the kids to move while they are still this young.
Right.
Because when they get older, it is going to be real hard to move. Heck, they're not going to want to move. Right now, they probably don't care that much. So I think those are kind of your three. But if she's still not convinced, there's just not much you can do. Because if it's a tie goes to the runner, and she's the runner.
And being that she grew up very differently than you, maybe you could explain to her things about the family that will be so beneficial, and she can understand that. Because, yeah, she doesn't have the same experience with family that you do. And if you could kindly show her and make, like, I don't know, a pros and cons list, and y'all really sit down and go through some of that, then maybe she'll see what you're talking about and be like, oh, yeah, I mean, maybe I didn't have that as a kid, but it'd be cool for my kids to have that.
Or literally just go, this is the most important thing in my life, is being close to my family.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most important thing to you in your life? And we can try to chase that down, too. John, good luck. It's a tough one. Sounds like you really want to move back home. It sounds like everybody's trying to hire you. Dang. Guy goes on monster.com, has 94 offers.
Boy.
Dang, John. All right, John, I hope we helped a little bit. I think you're still in this. I think you can win it. Good luck, and we're rooting for you.
And play this back for her.
Yeah, play her this clip. Because
we understand.
I understand her side.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who was like, you know what, I can move wherever I want because I don't really have any family. I understand where she's coming from, because it isn't like a value or a principle that's important. It wasn't to me, because I just never had it. But now that I'm with Caitlin, I completely get it.
Yeah.
John, good luck. I appreciate that call, man. Anything you want to say to wrap this up?
Thank y'all.
All right, buddy. See you later.
See ya.
Do, do, do,
Oh, it's sad.
It sounds like it's
eating
him
up.
Did
we make him cry?
I don't know.
It's a hard situation, obviously, for him.
I mean, it's very difficult.
I thought we were helping him.
Me too.
He cried at the end.
I don't know. But, hey, if you are playing this back for your wife, and wife, if you're listening, just, have a very honest, mature sit-down about it all.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a survey was done by carinsurance.com, and it revealed that 50% of people were successful in getting out of a speeding ticket if they used an excuse. So you might as well give it a try. What do you do when you get pulled over, Bobby?
Well, at my worst, I thumped myself in the nose on a hot summer day and gave myself a nosebleed because I'm very sensitive to nosebleeds.
Okay.
And I had blood all over my shirt. I was like 19. I was like, I got a crazy nosebleed, officer. I need to get to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. You purposefully made yourself bleed.
Allegedly.
Okay. So they say.
It's a legend has it.
But I was a teenager. I wouldn't do that now. It also hurts.
They let you go?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Of course, he's bleeding.
I had blood all over me, brah.
They gave him a police escort to the hospital.
Well, they didn't do that. But that or... I've also said, hey, I'm late to work, but they don't care.
They don't care
They're
about
like,
that
well, leave earlier.
That's a popular excuse that a lot of people use. It's can't not one just, of the top. But...
Could you just ask for a warning sometimes, though, and that's makes yes. it a little easier for them to give you one?
Apparently, 36% of people this last year said they simply asked for a warning, and then half of them actually got it. So it can't hurt to ask. And then top excuses in case you need any. I didn't know I was speeding. Medical emergency, and everyone else was going this
well,
speed.
Well, there is something to that, though. Because I drive in, because I got a ticket, and it's part of the interstate where it goes 65 to 55, and it's way too slow there. And I go the speed limit now, and cars are honking at me. 18-wheelers like, no. And I feel like I'm going to hurt someone because I'm going the speed limit. And I do think that they should probably raise it, or if I'm just going with the flow of traffic, not get a ticket. Mm-hmm. So I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
I don't make the law.
If you need a reason to treat yourself, I'm going to run through a list of things you can, treat yourself for real quick. Holidays, if you're feeling tired, if the sun's out and the weather's nice, you've completed a goal.
It sounds like you just want to be treated.
Exactly.
If you opened your eyes.
I'm giving you permission.
If you used the bathroom.
If you've been working really hard
lately.
If
that tinkle was good.
When you're on vacation, it's your birthday, or if you're feeling sick, treat yourself.
I feel like that's a pretty dumb article.
Why? Sometimes people listening right now, they just need permission. You woke up this morning.
Yeah,
treat
that's what
yourself.
I'm saying. All right, that it?
Yeah, so maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A South Carolina FedEx driver rescues a child from a car accident. That's the headline. His name is Damian Rose. He's working, driving around, finishing up his shift, and he was headed to return to his truck when he saw smoke ahead. And he's like, man, I guess I should pull up there and just see. But how many times do we see smoke and it's like purposefully a little fire or controlled? So he knew right away when he got to it was an accident. He jumped out and he saw someone yelling, get the kid, get the kid. So his mind just clicked into overdrive. He ran to one of the vehicles, reached in, pulled a little boy from the car seat. And that, with that, is even unbuckling.
Like, oh, that's
hard. You can't
just
rip a kid. Right.
Yeah.
So he does that, holds the kid, waits for the emergency crew to arrive. And that car, it didn't blow up like in the movies, but it did catch on fire.
Wow.
And had he not been there to actually rescue the kid, who knows what would happen.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But also, the big story here is that he drove to smoke. I don't know that I would have... I would have just been like somebody cooking something.
Would you know what to do if you try to get a child out of a car seat?
Yeah.
You know the buckles?
No, I would go, how do I get a kid out of the car seat?
Exactly.
Does anyone know how to get a car seat? Or what I think I would do is probably grab the seat belt, the big one that's probably
holding
the
whole thing
carry
out.
The whole seat.
Absolutely.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Smart. I don't know how to do all that stuff. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Moments away from the morning corny. But Raymundo says he's got some gossip on some country stars.
Yes.
What do you have here? One, two, what do you have?
We got two of them.
Raymundo's country music secrets.
Okay, country music secrets. Give me number one.
Yeah, so there's this artist. It's an A-lister, a country artist that lives in Nashville. And it's widely known that they don't ever let cell phones around them to the point that anybody that's gone over to their house, it doesn't matter if it's management, friends, family, every person has to drop their cell phone in a basket before they even get to really enter the house. Regardless of the hour, if the party's winding down still, there's somebody there, a security guard, takes the phones, basket, immediately when you're in the front door.
Do you know who it is?
I have no idea, but how does Ray know this?
That's a good question. How do you know this country music secret?
Yeah, I'm pretty well connected, but also... Okay.
I don't think you are, but okay.
I know a tour manager. She's managed for a lot of different artists, so she's in the know.
There's a country artist, A-lister.
Yeah.
But A-lister, there's only a few A-listers.
Number one songs.
Yeah, but
well, obviously, if you're A-lister, I would assume you have number ones.
But there's like maybe 10 A-listers right now.
Then it's one of them 10.
Do you believe it?
Okay.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing stuff. I don't know. It sounds like it'd be a single dude, though. Like, that's the kind of guy that would... I don't know. Will you tell me off the air?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you all these off the air.
Okay.
And then I have another little thing here.
What? We'll
play the jingle again.
Raymundo's Country Music Secrets.
Go ahead.
So this one's just been blowing up on Reddit. Apparently, there's an A-list country artist. The couple, they're getting a divorce in the next couple months. And some things to kind of help you figure out who it is.
Well, don't say too
much. No, I won't.
Okay.
They have number one songs.
They? Together?
Well, he it's a male.
Okay.
He has number one songs, and they've recently been married in the last 3 years. And I've narrowed it down to about five. And it's definitely one of them five. Major divorce. It's known, again, in the industry that the couple fights all the time. Cats and dogs, they don't get along. They'll be taking cell phone calls, yelling at each other. So it's taken a while, but finally they're going to get a divorce. But this summer.
Okay, there it is. Country Music Secrets.
Huh.
So a couple that's been married within the last 3 years. And you have five?
A-listers.
Five A-listers that have been married in the last three years.
Yes. I mean, I can name them right now.
Well, yeah.
All right, Mundo, thank you for your secrets.
Let me think.
That was Raymundo's Country Music Secrets.
I don't even know where to start because what's going to happen is I'm going to think of somebody and go, oh, this has got to be it. And he's going to tell me, and I'm going to go, that's not an A-lister.
Uh-huh.
I'll check with you off the air.
All right.
All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a polar bear in the jungle?
What do you call a polar bear in the jungle?
Lost.
You just call him lost. Polar bear.
It's lost. Oh.
That was the Morning Corny.
There's a story that if you go into this place, it's called the Suburban in Minnesota, and they have a burger actually called the labor inducer. And they say if you're heavily pregnant, you will go into labor within 24 hours after eating this burger. In fact, it claims that 31 women have gone into labor after eating it, including the restaurant's co-owner herself.
That's impressive.
I mean, it looks like if I ate this, I would go into labor too.
Okay.
But
it is a big old thick burger.
Because you think maybe it's so big it causes pressure on whatever, the uterus, and then causes the baby to like be pushed out.
I was thinking if there's an ingredient that causes labor.
I don't know. This thing just looks like it's onions and it's like tons of meats. It just looks like if you put that in your body, things
something's
going to
come
out. Yes. Yeah. Something's coming out. Here is Casey in Ohio. Hey, Casey, we're talking about food. Anything you ate that helped you deliver a baby?
So I ate a bunch of dates. They're not cheap, so I spent, you know, like $40, $50 on them. I made sure I ate like five a day the last 2 months I was pregnant. And a little behind the scenes, it's actually been researched to work. So I've read from numerous sources, and it did not work for me. I was 6 days late and about 56 hours of labor. So...
Ooh, oh, wow.
All I heard is 56 hours of labor.
Oh, that's crazy.
Man, you spent 2.5 days trying to have a baby?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. And the whole time, was it like, push?
It started out with 20-minute contractions, and then I went to the hospital at 4-minute contractions.
Wow. Should
and I was trying to go all natural was my birthing plan, but didn't work out. So.
You changed your mind in the middle of that?
I had to change my mind. Because
if it were me, I would numb everything from the chin down, and I would have no shame about it. Like, shoot me up in every part of my body, and then let's just see what happens. Wake me up when it's over. That's what I would say. Hey, thank you, Casey. Appreciate that call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep.
Let's go over to Kelsey in Virginia. Hey, Kelsey, how are you?
Hi, Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. What do you think about this?
Okay, so it's not necessarily food, but when I had my daughter about 7 years ago, I looked up online. It was my due date. So I looked up online. It said if you could take castor oil, you get it at the pharmacy. It's like a liquid, and it tastes terrible. So I took it, and it's nasty. But about 4 hours later, I started having contractions, and I had her the next day.
Coincidence, or do you think that stuff really helped?
It could have been coincidence. I mean, it was my due date. So I just know that on your first pregnancy, you usually go a little late. So I just was miserable. It was the middle of summer, and I was just ready to have her. So.
And it's called castor oil, right? Not castor oil. Not the brand of car oil. Just want to make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, no.
Because if someone hears this and goes, go ahead.
Yeah. I think it's spelled C-A-S-T-O-R, castor oil. You get it at a pharmacy. Yeah. It's kind of like it's like an instant bottle almost.
Well, thank you for your call. We appreciate that. Can I ask Mike why you called a psychic during the break? Because I was like, what's the bit? This was the originally going to be the bit. Mike D wanted Lunchbox to call a psychic, get a reading, not like it, and then call back and ask for a refund.
Oh, okay.
Like that was going to be the prank call.
Okay.
So that was originally the bit. But Lunchbox is all butthurt today because of what she told you.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know. I didn't ask for this information, but she just starts telling me stuff. And then she tells me something, and I'm like, no. Like, explain more about that.
So we used the company credit card. The original bit was to call and then call back and get a refund. But apparently it didn't go as Lunchbox planned. So this is about a minute and a half call?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear Lunchbox go through with the psychic and find out something he doesn't want to hear. Go ahead.
Hello, Crystal.
I'm going to do a reading for you. So are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pumped. Let's do it.
All right. So, I can tell by your voice that you have the energy of a guy that comes up kind of tough, but you really seem kind of sensitive.
Okay.
Does that seem true?
I would say I'm pretty tough.
Okay. All right. And also, too, I'm seeing that someone is trying to communicate with you, but it doesn't feel like it's a person. So does that sound maybe you've had a pet that's passed away recently or maybe in the last couple of years?
Yeah, a couple of years ago I had a dog die.
Okay, well, that makes sense. All right. Okay, so I do kind of know how much time you have left.
Like on the phone call?
No, like, how much time you have left.
Oh, like how much time do I have left?
Well, I would say don't make any plans for 2023 and spend lots of time with your wife and kids. And don't play the lottery because you play the lottery, right, and you never win.
Yeah, I do play the lottery quite a bit, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't win.
No, I do not win.
You should stop playing.
What do you mean? Like 2023, I should stop playing the lottery?
No, you should just spend a lot of time with your kids and wife.
Like, wait. You're saying I'm going to die in 2023?
It's a possibility. And I actually have to go now because I have another client. So it was really good to meet you. And have a great day.
Bye.
Wow. The psychic told Lunchbox he was going to die.
Yes, that's what she told me.
Can they do that?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Eddie, can they really do that? Can they tell you when they're going to die? Like, this lady's like, your time's up in 2023. Okay, have a good day. Like, no.
You okay,
how do you
Bobby?
Have a good day after
that's
that?
That's weird. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah, that was hard. She was off. Like, she delivered that, and then she's like, okay,
I gotta
have
go?
To go.
But was there a little editing in that? Did you guys shorten that for time a little bit?
Yeah,
that final part?
That was like an 8-minute call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there was the whole warm-up.
You're going to die.
Yes.
Okay.
There was the warm-up process.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like, yeah. But how do you tell me that? No, I'm not calling you to tell me when I'm going to die. Like, what in the world? So now all I can think about is I'm going to die and it's over.
Did she say how?
No, she couldn't. That wasn't exactly clear. Just something happens. Oh, really?
Okay, here's what I say we do. Let's relax. Call another, find another psychic to call that isn't Amy's cousin because she could be listening to the show. Or find another psychic to call and ask that question and see if those stories match.
They're the same.
If she goes, hey, you have another 20 years or so.
But no, no, no. But what if they tell me, oh, yeah, you got two ears?
Well, then you got to get busy.
Then get busy living, yeah. You went skydiving. I went rocky mountain climbing. You got to find a bull named Fu Manchu. You got to do it quick. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
yesterday we were debating whether or not Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks is one of his top 10 songs of all time. So I said, all right, you guys, and we'll talk about top fives here on the air, but I want to run you through my top five Garth Brooks songs ever. Thunder Rolls is not my top five. Did it make anyone's top five?
Not mine. No.
Okay, good. Did it make everyone's top 10?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my.
And not on purpose. Yeah. I just kind of went, I separated myself from the show for a little bit and then went through a list. And yeah, that one's not there.
Here is my number five Garth Brooks song, What She's Doing Now.
It's very similar to mine. That's all I'm going to say.
Number four is The Dance. At number three, Unanswered Prayers. At number two, The River. And then at number one, If Tomorrow Never Comes. Those are my top five Garth songs. Mm-hmm. What was your number one, Amy?
The River.
Oh, it was?
Yep.
Eddie, what was your number one?
My number one was Much Too Young to Feel This Old.
Really?
Yeah.
That didn't make my top 10.
This is so good.
No, Eddie, I'm with you. That's my number five.
There we go.
Yeah.
Walk yours back real
okay,
quick.
Okay, so at five, I have Much Too Young to Feel. Then at four, I have The Dance. Mm-hmm. At three, If Tomorrow Never Comes. Unanswered Prayers at two, and The River at one.
Eddie, what was yours?
Okay, so The River didn't even make my top 10, which is crazy. But at number five, I have What She's Doing Now, Just Like You. Number four, Colin Baton Rouge. Yeah, let's go.
I don't know that Colin Baton Rouge is in my top 10.
Well, this is my list.
No,
so.
I know, though, but usually you would think, eh.
So good. And number three, Unanswered Prayers. Number two, the OG, Friends in Low Places. I can't give that one a lower rating than that. And then number one, Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
So good.
I didn't put Friends in Low Places in my top five.
Me neither. It made top 10, obviously, but
I think I'd put it at like 10 just because it has to get the recognition.
It has to be up there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I don't know what to do with this.
Well, that's our list.
We had a whole argument about it yesterday. We'll put them up on the website.
I would say you gave us homework. We did it. Boom.
Yeah. Okay, so Raymundo will play us a clip from a 90s movie, right?
Yep.
And all we have to do is guess the movie?
Yeah.
Eliminator style. If you miss it, you're out. Here we go. Clip number one.
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
Okay. That one I know.
Well, there's a little clue in there.
The music in the background?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
I go first. Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman, Bones.
We're all stealing. Give yourself a round of applause. Great
Thank
job.
You. Good job, Eddie.
Ray, what year did that movie come out?
1990.
Okay. Next one up.
I'm the king of the world!
Okay. Yeah, we're all in, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, count of three. One, two, three.
Titanic.
Cool. What year was that, Ray?
1997.
I went Valentine's Day with my friend Scotty.
I went with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I went with Scotty, my neighbor. Okay.
That's so funny. We both did that for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Scotty and I were like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
All right, next up.
All righty then.
I'm in.
Oh, gosh. Like,
all righty then.
Shoot. All right.
All right, I'm in.
Amy, you go first.
Is it Ace Ventura?
Eddie?
Ace Ventura.
I have Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Come okay.
on. You?
It's Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
There you go. You get that.
I thought it was maybe The Mask.
Or Dumb and Dumber.
Well, Ace Ventura. Hey, that's right. Right year?
94.
Okay. Ready for the next one.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Shoot. What's that called?
I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh. I'm in.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
We all feel like we have it?
Yeah. So.
Okay, one, two, three.
Tommy Boy.
Good.
Yep, yes. Tommy Boy, and that was 1995.
All right, next up.
Houston, we have a problem.
Huh.
Houston, we have a problem.
Stop it, Bobby.
Come on.
Huh.
I'm not sure.
You know it.
I'm not sure the number.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I know it's an astronaut movie. Everybody have their answer down?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what number Apollo it is.
Houston, we have a problem.
Come on.
I think it's 13, but I wouldn't bet a whole lot on it. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Apollo 13.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Great, great.
1995, Apollo 13. Okay.
Thanks, Eric.
Next one.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
In.
What is that movie called?
Okay, here he goes again.
Here we go.
No, no.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't bet a lot on it.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Pot Kettle.
I don't know movies that well. I did figure this one out. All right, one, two, three.
Dazed and Confused.
How many more are there, Ray?
I got another six if you want them.
Wow. We'll keep rolling. Go ahead.
Come with me if you want to live.
What?
Ooh.
Come with me if you want to live.
I mean,
I'm in. Everybody in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Amy?
Terminator?
Eddie?
Terminator.
I have Terminator 2. I don't know if that matters.
That would be the one. Because it's 90s.
Lunchbox?
I have Terminator.
Mike, are you accepting Terminator 2? Are all of them? Okay, good. All right. I mean, hey, who am I to
All I heard was
Victor?
Arnold.
Surprised you got the number on that one, Bones.
I didn't watch the first one until after the second one.
Yeah, because the first one's old. Like,
yeah,
80s.
I saw Terminator 2
first.
And then went back and watched it. All right, next one.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
Ah, oh, man.
In.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
Everybody feel like they have it?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah.
One, two, three.
Men in Black.
Nice. Everybody got it. Wow.
Woo!
Okay.
Yep. 1997, and there's two left.
Two left.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on to your butts.
What?
Never heard that in my life.
Huh?
I have.
Say it again.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts or your
Who
bucks?
Who is that? Your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
Okay. That's the shortest clip ever. Play it again.
Hold on to your butts.
I mean, I know who that is.
You do?
Yeah.
Can she say who it is?
Why would she?
I don't want to give you a hint. Yeah.
She wants to be nice. I don't know if she wants to be nice.
I used to watch this movie. Our youth director at church would play this on Saturday nights because we'd have a bunch of people over, and he knew he could get us to church if everybody ate dinner at his house and just slept on a pallet on the floor when we were young, that he could get us all to church. We'd watch this like every third Saturday night.
Really?
Okay.
Then I don't have it right.
I have no idea.
Why?
I know who the person is, but I don't have the movie
The only
right.
reason I know it because I've seen it so many times.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to
your Is it? Know. Do you see who I'm saying?
Why don't you just wait for your guess?
Well, have you?
Hold
y'all
on
in?
To your butts.
No, I'm not guessing the thing. I'm guessing the person.
All right. Everybody in?
Yeah.
Man.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
I have Nutty Professor.
Eddie?
I have Armageddon when they're headed into space.
Amy?
I have Snake on a Plane.
It does sound like him.
It's Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Yes, but it's not Snakes on a Plane.
It's
Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Hold on to your butts.
Now Bobby's going to win.
I know.
It was Eliminator. I did win. I just won.
That was it? Okay.
Well, there's one more,
right? How come it's so anticlimactic when I win?
Because you always win.
Is there one more?
Yeah, there's one more.
Okay, well, maybe you'll miss it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore!
Hmm?
What?
Oh, yeah.
The 90s?
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore!
I know this, but for only one reason.
And the reason is?
I think...
You watch this every second weekend at your church?
Yeah, on the floor.
This is way later. Is everybody in?
Yeah.
No!
It doesn't matter. I think this is, they got to be on the field whenever the Red Sox actually won the World Series.
Drew Barrymore?
I just saw this, but I don't remember that part being it. I literally just saw.
Maybe that's not the same movie.
That's not the same movie.
It's not the same movie?
No, you're thinking of Pitch Perfect or something?
No. Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch, but that's not it.
Well, I put down Never Been Kissed. Is that the same movie?
No.
Can we play
that's
it
not right
time?
Either.
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore.
Well, there you go.
Well, I thought that movie was Never Been Kissed. Yeah, that's not right.
No,
either.
It's Fever Pitch. With
no, what? There is a field scene. There is. I wrote down Never Been Kissed.
Just to Amy,
what'd you write down?
Drew Barrymore. I don't have anything.
I had something about Mary, and I changed it to Wedding Singer.
I had American Pie.
What is it?
1999. Never Been Kissed.
Yeah, pretty good. I went 10 for 10, boys.
Yeah, good job, Bones.
Thank you very much.
Good win, man.
Hey, I didn't get to do my thing. You guys made me feel like crap when I win.
Hey, good win,
These are
Bones.
Not fun. It's not fun for me to play against. Oh, yes. If I win, nobody cares. If I lose, it's the biggest ordeal.
But you always win.
Tom Brady. Okay. Tom Brady syndrome right there.
Let's go over to the phones, and let's talk to Trevor, who is in Wisconsin. Trevor, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so I've been disagreeing with my wife the last couple days. See, I believe that every household is divided into departments. Each department has a manager, and that manager is either myself or my wife. Now, my wife thinks that every responsibility in the house is equally divided amongst both of us. Yeah. So, for instance, hey, the internet's out, and I know that's my department. So I'm going to get up, I'm going to fix the internet. She wants to hang some new decorations, and then I think that's her department. What do you think?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
You do?
Yeah. Well, at least in our house. That way, everybody knows what they should be an expert in, and you know what you're over in case it breaks or a decision has to be made. Meaning, yeah, if something is messed up in the yard, I have to handle it. If not fix it, call somebody to get it fixed. Mostly it's outside inside for us, except for electronics, and I handle that as well. But Caitlin pretty much is over the inside of the house. I'm outside, aside from the internet going out, and we've just settled on that. We've never had the discussion. It just naturally fell into place.
Yeah, this guy sounds like he has a flow chart,
but I can,
which is fine.
I like
that's what they need.
You don't?
No, I like it. I think that, you know, you often hear relationships are 50-50, but in that, you're 100% responsible for your half. And
it's
so
basically a representative democracy more than it is a full democracy, meaning you represent half the things. She represents half the things, but you're also over them.
Mm-hmm. You're each 100% responsible for your things.
You guys have run like a company. This is crazy.
Yeah. What, your house is just everybody free fall?
Yeah, I mean, you need help with this. I'll do that tonight. You do that tomorrow, whatever. Like, my thing is, like, the big one's the trash. On Thursdays, I take out the trash. But there are some days, some weeks, I forget. And she's like, don't worry about it. I got it this time. And it's not like we decided I'm going to do the trash. So we just kind of cover each other if we need to.
Occasionally, I get covered for. But I know for the most part, I'm handling the dogs.
Right.
Especially in the evening. She'll feed them in the morning if I have to jump out quick. And she'll cover me. In the evening, I'm feeding the dogs. I'm letting Eller out in the morning. But I agree with you, Trevor. Lunchbox?
Oh, I'm with you guys. Have your set roles and you're in charge of it. I'm in charge of the trash. My wife's in charge of the cooking. And then we fight over who's in charge of the dishes. But yes, she does the dishwasher. She puts the dishes away. That's not my responsibility. So you are 100% in charge of your responsibility.
Yeah, Trevor, we tend to, as a show, agree with you. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course I like it when the show agrees with me.
Nice.
Thank you so much. But I think it's important to note, too, that we're both managing partners. Right? So we can always request help.
Yes, and you both have your responsibilities that you use your expertise in.
Managing partners.
I like the way he says it, though.
Yeah.
All right, Trevor, we appreciate you, but thank you for bringing that up.
Hey, thanks, Bobby. Thanks
All right.
to you.
See you later.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Phoenix, Arizona. A couple ran into a convenience store, left their truck running in the parking lot. Come out, truck is gone. They got to have their truck back. Hey, what should we do? Let's call the cops. They call the cops and say, hey, there's an 18-month-old kid in the back seat.
Oh, man.
So they search for hours.
There wasn't, right?
And there was no baby in the back seat. Oh. But they found the truck.
Hey, then they won.
They wanted it back quick.
Their plan worked.
And they got it.
So they got the truck back, but I'm assuming, then what happens to them?
Then they get arrested for filing a false police report.
Yeah, that whole, hey, there's a kid missing too, escalates it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it got the cops working fast, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, but you can't.
No, I know why they did it. Like, I'm not confused as why. But man, you both, not one of them went, that's a bad decision, Mike. Like, don't do it, honey. Yeah, that stinks. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Here's a voicemail from a mom and her son.
Hey, Bobby. It's Amanda.
Hey, Bobby. It's Noah. I'm your biggest friend. I'm from Niceville, Florida.
And what's tomorrow?
My birthday.
How old are you going to be?
9.
And what do we want to call in and tell Bobby, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Amy? I feel good.
Oh, I feel so good.
Ah! So cute.
Happy birthday. Hope you guys have a great day. Amy, what's going on with you?
I think my in-laws leave today, so I'll be hanging out with them and then taking them to the airport. And then my daughter has, like, theater practice super late tonight because their play starts tomorrow. So they practice tonight till, like, 8 p.m.
Oh, nice. That's it. You guys have a great day. Tomorrow I'll be good. We'll see you guys then. Bye, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free an easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.